All right, good evening, everyone out there. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, where we are, a.k.a. the Learning Center. On Monday nights, we go at it real and raw with your questions and with those biblical answers to make sure that we walk away from the week really and truly understanding what it was that God provided for us in the week's messages. So Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. the Learning Center, is about to kick off. So let's go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I am great. Great day.
Good deal, good deal. Well, I want to dive right on into the call if everyone is prepared. This week we've been talking about the basics of faith, okay? The basics of faith. So with that being said, you know, as Ms. Candy just introduced, this is Monday Night Raw, okay? Some real questions, some real answers, and we're going to get at it. Ms. Candy, you want to open us up with prayer, please?
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here today, Lord, for bringing us through this day safely and without any harm. Lord, we thank you for your hand of protection. We thank you, Lord, for the guiding of the Holy Spirit that allowed for us to come and assemble once again in your name. Lord, we pray that tonight's call is food for each and every soul that is on the line, that we are all open to receiving your word, Lord, and that the direction that you give us tonight, Lord, that we take it and apply it to every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. So let's go ahead and open the call. Y'all know what we do on Monday nights. We have with us a guest caller, okay? And tonight we have with us Miss Brandy. Manual. Is Miss Brandy there?
Good evening, everybody. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good deal, good deal. You'll walk over there, right?
I'm trying to be.
Trying to be, okay. Well, Miss Brandy, you know how we do it on Monday night. You will be accompanied by our shoe-in, if you will, Mr. DJ. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. DJ. You know, now, often I call on you to give a little weekend review. So that's what I want to do right quick. You want to just share with everybody just your overall week recap.
This week we're talking about getting back to the basics. And the basics of worship, what I've gathered from it. We have gone a little over the edge. And we're kind of out of bounds. We've added some things, and we've gotten away from the basics. Even when you're introducing someone to God, you have to start from the basics. You don't have to put forth all the quote unquote entertainment without the elements of knowing God and knowing our true purpose. Not just so much as church. But in general, you know, sometimes you can run people away. For instance, I would like to pose a question to everybody, and this, you don't have to answer it, but ask yourself, if you haven't invited someone to Sunday morning breakfast, how do you do that? Do you just simply send a text and that's it? I mean, it should be more than just sending a text. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, God's word is more than a text. I mean, it's mm-hmm. fine to invite people via text, but where's the introduction or follow up? Where are you going? When are you going to be able to talk in the Bible as well as out of the Bible, but still bring people to the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
So just put that kind of on your plate, on your mind. Be like, you know, this is my boy. I can talk to him about football or music or whatever. But then, you know, why can't you also talk about God? You know, oftentimes we leave religion out because it's not politically correct. But if you really truly love someone, if that person is supposed to be your true friend, you should be able to talk about, you know, any and everything. And you should be able to apply your basic behavior, everyday elements. That's what basics are. Oftentimes in school now, we've gotten away from the elements of elementary. You know, I have a child, and oftentimes she'll bring stuff home and ask me, well, hey, Dad, how do you do this? Or, you know, I ask her, you know, did you get this correct? I'm one of those kind of parents, you know. And mind you, yes, my background is education and teaching. But at the same time, they'll throw something new. And I'm like, why are you long division? For those of you who do not know, you know, if you ever see what kids are learning today, like long division or just your multiplication, they don't teach them the multiplication table no more. They teach them how to get the multiplication table, but not learning it the way that we did. And but yet want to put them on a time test. You know, are we doing the same thing when it comes to God's word? I'm not going to go to church today. Who's preaching today? What choir is singing? I don't understand who's up there today. I can't stand her voice. Or that choir is going to sing. That choir is going to put me to sleep. You know, we get back into the basics. None of that is going to get you any closer to heaven or to God. So getting back to the basics means we need to, you know, get back to the raw essentials. Do you love God? Have you confessed? You know, have you confessed? And what else are you doing? You know, all the other stuff is fine. It's extra, but that's not within the basics. You know, the basis nor the basics. Those are two different words, but have two great, great, great meanings. Basics and basis. Okay, so we need to get back to that solid foundation upon which things were created. And that way, if we do stray, then we won't completely fall off the foundation.
Good deal, good deal. Thanks for sharing that, Mr. DJ. And, y'all, that was spot on. I mean, that's exactly what it is when we talk about getting back to the basics of things. Ms. Brandy, that's what we're talking about. Mr. DJ just hit on a couple of pointers before we get to our email questions and the callers. One of the things he just said was, essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, don't forget where you come from.
That's right.
Don't forget how you got there. Ms. Brandy, in and throughout your walk with God, how often is it that you have to go back to the foundation of what propelled you to greater heights? In other words, you know, it's easy, you know, as we mature in God, it's easy to say, well, God wants us to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. And that he does. Never forget that. To go higher and higher and higher. But the thing about God, you know, unlike, you know, when we're in middle school and stuff like that, we take a curriculum and we forget about it just to pass that immediate little course so we can go to the next one. But the thing is about God, you can't forget what you learned in the basics. So how often do you have to go back, Ms. Brandon, to your basics to get your feet back on level ground, you know, because it's easy for people to say Ms. Brandy is shining like some armor. She's all in God, and Ms. Brandy can start looking at herself and forget about the basics, because now it's about Ms. Brandy and not about the foundation. How can you have to remind yourself?
I believe I have to check myself every day just to just put myself in place every morning, wake up with the basics and to make it through that day.
Very important, you know, and that's an everyday ongoing check. What makes you go back to the basics, Ms. Brandy? What is it that causes you to say, hold on, I'm overstepping some boundaries?
It could be a situation I'm in or maybe confronted with, and sometimes you know, I may want to react in a way that's not godly. I want to let the flesh take over. So I have to take a minute and recollect and check myself and get back to the basics and know that it's God's plan, and I gotta stay on that track.
That's correct. Y'all hear that? That is very correct. I don't know if y'all heard it a long time ago, Ms. Brand. I shared it with everybody on the call. This is probably a year or two ago, 2 years or so ago. And I said, Ms. Candy, I'm sure you can attest to this. I said, okay, that every church in the United States of America, in this world, in this entire universe, everyone that professes to follow God and professes Christ as their Savior, and this is the foundation of their church, I think that every church should actually not only the leader should be accountable, but also the parishioners, the people who come and visit as well. Everybody. Before you even start getting the word of God, you got to go back to the basics. If you have yet to deny yourself, you are not going to receive the word of God right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You remember me saying that a long time ago, Ms. Candy?
Yes, sir.
I said every church needs to check from the top to the bottom. Because you can go to God, the church, the building, and get a word, and it's not planted on good soil. Good soil, you meaning, see, when we're dealing with flesh, when we're dealing with us, we get away from the basics. Y'all know how it is. You know, you ever had your hair done? Fellas, you ever got that fresh cut? Got a little money in your pocket, full gas tank? You sitting on top of the world, Mr. DJ. Do you know how easy it is to forget the basics of how you got there?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about especially when people saying, ooh-wee, Miss Brandon, you looking so good. Girl, what you doing? Miss Brandon forgot all about how she got there. She is lost in compliment zone, in compliment land. You know, people patting on her back. Come on, y'all. We all done been there, right?
True.
That's right.
Huh? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all know we'd have been there. Huh? You know, when, especially when you're getting ready to go out. Huh? Yeah, you know, when you're going out and you know you're looking good. First thing you say, take a picture of me. Because you got to remember that moment, right? Right? But when you get out, have you ever noticed, even if it's not you, but have you ever noticed people forget the basics? In other words, it's like even with your friends, they're more about impressing people than the reason why y'all came out there and y'all was together. It's almost like they kind of forgot about you a little bit. Ever been there? Done it?
Yes, sir.
But yesterday when y'all was sitting at the house when no makeup was on, when y'all was just chilling, the bond was tight. It was tight. But as soon as y'all hit public and everybody dressed up, that bond is not so tight. You're not the center of attention no more. You're not the focal point. You're not, you know, the communication line because I got to kind of stand out. So I can't be talking to you all the time. We done forgot the basics. See, that's what happens when it comes to us and God. We cool with God at night because nobody around. I'll say it again so we can catch it. We cool with God at night when nobody's around. We even cool with God during the day when nobody's around. We definitely cool with God when somebody comes around, Satan, and tries to mess with us. We real cool with him then. But what about those times when God has promoted you? See, everybody can't handle success. And we forget where we came from. In other words, we forget the basics.
That's true.
You know how many people God had to let them fall again so they can get back to the basics? We don't have to look far. Look in that mirror. How did God get your attention and make you go back to the basics? God will bring us right back to the basics of believing in him when we use all of our resources. And they no longer work. You said money was going to buy you love, Mr. DJ. Well, that didn't work.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And you said your knowledge was going to get you a better job. Well, that didn't work. Mr. Carr said his intuition, his intellect, was going to give him better status. Well, that didn't work. Wow. God has a funny way of getting us right back to the basics, huh? Of believing in him.
That's right.
That's right.
Where is that? So that's what we're talking about this week. We're about to get ready for these email questions, and let's get at it. So, Ms. Brandy, I'm going to start with you first. Do we have any caller with the star 5 that wanted to ask a question to Ms. Brandy and Mr. DJ before we get with the emails? Any callers?
Yes, sir. We do have a caller that's waiting.
All right.
Good evening, caller.
Good evening. I do have a question, and the question is, okay, for the time that we sin and are unaware that we have, is it still considered that we are not using the basics of faith that God has given to us?
Wow. Can you repeat that question, please?
Yes, sir. For the times that we sin and are unaware that we have, is it still considered that we are not using the basics of faith that God has given to us?
Ms. Brandy, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. I would say yes, because if we sin and we don't realize that we're sinning, if we were using the base, our basics, we would know. So it seems that the basics are not being used.
Step away from. Okay. Good deal,
Anthem.
Mr. DJ, what you got?
I say the same thing. It's easy to get away from the basics as long as there's something out there called technology. And when people think of technology, they think of electronics, and that's not always true. Not always electronics. But as long as we keep steady trying to upgrade, you can't upgrade the Bible. I mean, you can upgrade your situation. You tired of waiting on your food to thaw out? Yeah, you get a microwave. But if the word says to repent, then you have to repent. If it says to crucify your flesh daily, then that's what you have to do. There's no upgrade to the word of God. The word was God. The word is God. That's it. And that's all there is to it. I mean, as long as we have different ways of being complacent, it's very easy to slip away from it. And I just wanted to add this. My preacher, and I apologize for not knowing which scripture it is, but Sunday he spoke about the man that was asking Jesus what he had to do to go to heaven. He was a rich guy, real rich guy. And he started talking to him about the commandments, follow my commandments. And he went down the commandments. And he was like, okay, check, thou shalt not kill, check, thou shalt not steal. Okay, I don't do none of those. Hey, I'm good. And so then he got to the talking about his riches. So that's real good you did those things, but I need you to sell all of your worldly possessions and follow me. That's where he had a problem at right now. So like you said, he'll find a way to have you humble yourself. Something so basic. You done got all this money. I've allowed you to get all this power and all of this good stuff. Now I want you to take all of that and give it away. Give it to the poor. That's where he had a problem at. So what is your breaking point when you have to go back to the basics?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good information. Great question, great answers. Ms. Candy, what's your take on that?
Can we repeat the question one more time?
Yes. The question is, for the times that we sin and are unaware that we have, is it still considered that we are not using the basics of faith that God has given to us?
I would say I agree in part, and I say in part because if we are unaware, it could be that we haven't been introduced yet. So a person who hasn't been introduced to Christ, hasn't been introduced to the Bible, doesn't know anything about it, can be doing a whole lot of sinning. And from the perspective of the Christian, absolutely, they're not using the basics of faith. But if we haven't equipped them with it first and foremost, then it's not going to be that way to them. They might look back on it later and say, oh, you know what, this is what I should have been doing. But until they know, then it's not that same principle. So I would say yes to one who has the knowledge and then maybe backslides or slips back into it. But not everyone that we encounter has been introduced to God at all. Sometimes we are that first encounter, and I think often we forget that. We assume that everyone has a relationship, knows something about God, but not everyone knows. That's why we have to constantly be on assignment.
Mm. All righty. Great answer. Well, this is my conclusion on that. I take it back to the Lord's Prayer. Anybody know it? Our Father, who art in heaven, thy name shall come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread. Y'all remember that one?
Yes, sir.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In there, didn't it say, Father, please forgive us of our sins, our trespass?
That's right.
I would answer that question like this. Can you repeat the question one more time so we're all on the same page?
Yes, sir. For the times that we sin and are unaware that we have, is it still considered that we are not using the basics of faith that God has given to us?
Are we not using the basics of faith because we're sinning and we don't know about it? Check this out. Can somebody find Psalm 19 and 12 for me right quick? Psalm 19 and 12. Somebody read that for me. Psalm 19 and 12.
I have it, sir. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults.
Oh, my. Anybody can discern their own errors?
Mm.
The Bible says, you know, we should be able to judge ourselves. Right? But it takes a great amount of God in us to override our flesh. In other words, God gives us a contingency plan that when we can't do it, he said, but forgive my, in other words, hidden faults, forgive the sin that I don't know of, Father. When God says, forgive me of my, in the prayer, he says, forgive me of my sins. Do you think he's talking about the ones you know of without saying the ones you don't know of? Because if we ask God to forgive us of what we know of, we're in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But there's a whole lot of sin that we don't even know about. So because you don't know about the sins, hold on, let me say this again. So you don't know about all them sins that God, see, we can't judge one another. Like God is going to fine-tooth pick comb judge us if we judge others. The reason why God said, if you forgive Mr. DJ, I will forgive you, is simply because it is. If I judge you one time, I'm sending you straight to hell. God is that strict because his word is uncompromising. So in other words, DJ, I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt. If you forgive everybody else, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to clear you of your debt. Y'all think I'm playing? When we heard the parable about, I might ask the question about the unforgiven servant, the man. Remember, the king freed him of all his debt, of all his sin. And he went out there and strangled somebody over penance that they owed him. That means that man came back and sinned one time, and what did the king do to him? He threw him in torment forever, meaning hell. In other words, for us to say that we don't have the basics because we don't know the sins, that would be absolutely incorrect. That would be absolutely incorrect, y'all. Just because you don't know when you're sinning all the time don't mean that you don't have the basics of faith.
Right.
If so, we should be able to spell out all our sin and say, God, verbatim, I did this, that, and the other day, forgive me. But we are not intelligent enough on God's level enough. We don't know God's judgment enough, for one. So God makes it easier on us. And he says, I'm just asking you to do the basics. Forgive people, and you don't have to worry about the rest.
Right.
Because if we don't do the basics, he's basically going to do something to us. So therefore, DJ, you might not know that sleeping in late is a sin. To you, it's okay. Miss Candy, you might not know that movie that you watched on Showtime is a sin. Oh, my. Because you can take some Christians and they'll be divided. They'll say that is a sin, Miss Candy, but others say it's not. See, look at the divide. So you mean to tell me the ones who may get it wrong, they lack the basics of faith? So just because you don't know all your sin, come on, people, don't mean that you lack the basics of faith. Because faith says, I don't know it all, but I know who does. Did y'all catch the question? Because it says, if you don't know it, I don't need to know it. I just know the one who does know it. That makes sense? Anytime we mix I in the process, we get it wrong.
That's true.
So because I don't know every time about a sin. Yes, anybody, for the most part, right, Ms. Brandy, can disclose our natural flesh sin. But what about those spiritual sins that people can't see? Not even you. Can y'all be honest for one quick second? Can we all be honest?
Sure.
People outside of the Bible, take the Bible away. How many people thought just lusting after somebody else's spouse was a sin? As a matter of fact, hold on, let me back up. How many people thought that when you was married and you lusting after somebody else was a sin? I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But God said it is.
Yeah.
And Mr. Carr, also, just a regular basic, just treating people the way you want to be treated. I mean, you can't get no raw, no more basic than that. If you know you're mistreating someone, or even if you're going to say you didn't realize that you're mistreating, put yourself in that situation. If you know you don't want to be treated that way, then I don't know no more basic you can get with that. Because that's the first rule, or even when you're coming to God. You have to humble yourself. Even if I'm just saying, you got to, you treat people the way you want to be treated. If you're treating someone other than the way that you want to be treated, I don't know how to put that into words, but you should know that that's not right.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The contingency plan, we should know, but when we don't know, this is
right.
Where God puts us in I like to call it a jam. Ultimatum. That means, are you willing to roll the dice on what you know? Or are you willing to just forgive everybody so I can forgive you about the stuff you don't know? He puts us in a bind. Did y'all catch that bind? In other words, are you willing to stand before me in your knowledge and say, God, I know I haven't sinned? Or are you going to take the other card that you can flip over and say, hold on. If I forgive everybody, you going to forgive me? Well, let me do that one. I'm going with that one. You know why? Because if I just so happen to not know when I've sinned all the time, see, I may have thought, that's why the Bible says man's way. Hmm? Seemeth right. There's a way. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man. And it leads to destruction. See, so we can't talk about you should know because that's not going to cut it. See, that's based on our intellect. But see, this supernatural intellect goes far beyond. And that's why the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right. Why do you think there are so many contentious things going on in the world today? Because this side thinks. That side thinks. But where's the facts? The facts lie in God. So just because you think it's not a sin don't mean that it is a sin. y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so, therefore, just because you may not be able to recognize all your sins or all someone else's sin, that does not mean that you lack basic faith. You're just saying, God, forgive me of the sins I know of and don't know of. If that wasn't plausible, if it wasn't, you know, substantial to God, why then did he put it in the Bible? He tells us to pray like that. Father, forgive me of all my sins. You know, sins is known and unknown, right?
That's
right.
How God covers us? He covers us when we don't even cover ourselves. Because we would tear people down and say, you're supposed to know. And if you don't know, you don't have the basics. But tell me this. How many people in basic relationships didn't know the basics? And you said, well, you should have known that. But they honestly did not know. And you crucified them. But there came a time when you didn't know something. Did you crucify yourself? You got millionaires that don't know the basics of debit and credits. Does that mean they're not millionaires? You got people, hold on, come on, let's really open this question up because that's a great question. You got people that make millions of dollars that can't spell basic words. Does that take away from their intellect? Anybody on this phone, I know I use my dictionary a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So can you accuse Mr. DJ with his intelligent stuff, self, of not being highly qualified because he can't spell a basic word that's basic according to you? See? So now the basics begin to be predicated on subjective views. Well, God's basics is this. Call it with the question. This is God's basics. Basically, the first step is you must deny yourself. In other words, don't throw what you think people should know around as if it's my judgment. Oh, my. So in other words, Ms. Candy can come to the table and say, shoot, Mr. Carr, they basically need to know this. If they don't know. See, now we're discussing our scale of justice, of what basics is. But God said you must first deny yourself. In other words, it don't even matter what Mr. Carr and Ms. Candy think. Because I want to show y'all something. Did the Bible not say this? God would use the foolish things of Christ to dumbfound the wisest person on the face of this earth. You know what he said that for? When he said the wisest person on the face of this earth, what he was saying was those people who have gathered and garnished earthly knowledge, I will make them look silly by my spiritual superiority. In other words, you would say they need to know the basics in me, and I say, I'll take somebody who don't know the basics in me, and they would be ruler of this land. Because that's a standard that you said. I never said that. I said the first step in having faith is denying yourself. In other words, you're not denying yourself because you're still using what your judgment of what basics is, not mine. In other words, I would rather have somebody on my side who say, I'm with you. Where do you want me to go? I don't know nothing, but I'm going to do whatever you say do versus somebody who know it all and who's powerful. I don't need the powerful one because they develop their own standard, not mine. Does that make sense, people?
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir.
And that's real, that's important that we understand these things. Because just because we're not able to recognize all sin does not mean that you don't have the basics of faith. As a matter of fact, God will have you blinded to some things because if you recognize all sin, you might start to frown at people. So sometimes God have you, oh Lord have mercy, come on. Y'all want to be real, right? If you recognize every sin that you saw, we're not God. So you know, DJ, Miss Brandy, you know, Mr. Carr, Miss Tiana, Miss Candisha, you know we'll start looking at people funny. God purposely don't allow us to see our sin. Because if that be the case, you'll see it in your mom and your daddy. It's mighty funny how we don't see it in them, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
So do you lack the basics because you don't see it in them? Just asking for a friend. Do you? No, you still have the basics of faith. A lot of times God don't allow us to see certain things because if we did, our flesh nature may take over and start to judge people and lose them as opposed to win them. Because you know all your friends ain't saints. But you couldn't recognize all they sin. Amen, somebody, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Now, as they sin, you probably wouldn't be friends with them. Right? But God didn't let you recognize they sin because that was between him to handle adult business. You wasn't ready for it yet. Much like he ain't let you see the sin in you. Because just like you can tell other people down, we got some people that are starting to tell their own self down, too.
That's right.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. But just because you don't see it don't mean that you lack basic faith. No, you still have the basics. He just didn't want you to see that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I don't think y'all hear me, all right? Because we can go to one other example with that question. Look at the 12 disciples. Look at Jesus. Huh? They had to deny themselves naturally to follow him. They left their job. Who would leave a tax collector's job alone? In other words, let me speed that up in 2017. In other words, that's called a billionaire leaving their job alone to follow God. Somebody I don't see with no money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So Matthew left his tax collecting job alone to follow God. So he had established the basics of faith. Now, you do know them disciples was tore from the floor. They was crazy. They wasn't no picture-perfect family now. They ain't even like each other, a lot of them. All right? What I'm saying is this. Talking about being able to recognize sin. If I'm not mistaken, you remember y'all when he went to Gadarenes? Huh? In that boat? They didn't even recognize who Jesus was. They knew him as a teacher. They knew he was the Messiah.
That's right.
And they walked with perfection. So, shouldn't you be able to, if you have the basics, to recognize sin and perfection, who God is? Not so much. Not so much to the point the Bible even says, be careful how you entertain strangers. Why then does God have to call them strangers? Because he said, you never know. Look at the words he used. You never know. Now, hold on. Who is he talking to? You know he ain't talking to the world because he does not befriend the world. So he's talking to us saved folk, meaning we got the basics, principles of faith. In other words, when he says, be careful how you entertain strangers because you never know. Look at the word. You never know when you're entertaining an angel. So if you don't know when you're entertaining an angel, you also might not know when you're entertaining the devil.
That's
true. That's
right.
Oh, my. That don't mean that you lack the basics of, just because you can't entertain, you don't never know when you entertain. In other words, God says it's not on you to know. I just want you to treat everybody right.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
See how? Because if we knew everything, I like Mr. DJ and I dislike Miss Candy. Then we lack the basics of faith. Because why do we need faith, something that is unseen, when I naturally see who's the sinner and who's the saint.
Right.
You don't need faith when you can see it with your eyes. Hmm? You need faith when you don't know where that next paycheck gonna come from, huh?
Right.
You don't need faith to call Candy because she got it. That ain't faith. That's asking a question. Can you give it to me? Faith says, I don't know how it's going to get here, but God, I trust that you will get it here. And even if you don't get it here, I'm still going to trust you even more tomorrow.
Yes.
Don't know. See, faith says, I don't know. So in other words, if I don't know, I don't know all of sin. I don't know. But I do know this. I can treat everybody right, regardless. So do I lack basic faith because I don't recognize all sin? No. You may be, that may be a gift in your area. Some people have better discernment when it comes to that. You know, some people, Mr. Carr may be coming across as he always going to give a story and he always going to come across hard, his analogy, this, that, and other. But then you got some people more like a Joel Osteen. They happy, happy, go lucky, and that's great. So because Joel didn't recognize it before Mr. Carr, that mean that he lacked something? No, that's not. Because Mr. Carr can miss it this over here. But Joel can pick it up quick. Make sense, people?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And these questions are very profitable and prominent. And the reason why I had to engage in that one is because it's a learning experience all the way around the board. All right? So, y'all pick the rest of them. Miss Candy, who next?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, my question is, can you love God without having the basics of faith?
Mr. DJ?
I say there's no way that you can love God without having the basics of faith. Basics, again, means, you know, the elementary, the 101, the first steps. There's no way you can love anything without the first steps, let alone love God. God is love. I mean, you can't, no, there's no way you can have the love of God without having the basis. Mm-hmm. Basis cover that foundation, and you got to build that foundation. It may be so simple, as Mr. Carr said something just a few minutes ago, and I'm just paraphrasing, if I love Mr. Carr, but I don't like candy, then I'm going to tell Mr. Carr not to like candy. That's wrong. Sometimes we get involved with that. It might be a co-worker. You know, I don't know if I'm the only one that has ever started a job. Most of y'all have been rich all your life. But, you know, when you first get on a job, especially a new situation, you know, and here I am coming to the job, and I run into Miss Tiana. Miss Tiana says, you know what? Stay away from Mr. Carr. Don't talk to Candy. Don't lend her no money. Don't do this and don't do that, and just kind of running everything down. And the first thing you do is believe everything that she said. And you start acting similar to her or turn those feelings to a person that you never even really said hello or good morning to. So I still say the answer is no.
Good answer, Mr. DJ. What about you, Ms. Brandy? What you got?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. The question is, can you love God without having the basics of faith?
I would say no, too, because the basic is believe in him. So how can you, if you don't know him, how can you believe in him?
Good deal. All right. I have nothing to add to that. Y'all hit it on the head. It's the basics. Love, basic love, you know. Go hand in hand. Now, Ms. Brandon, I want to pick your brain a little bit because Ms. Brandon want to kind of be in and out, Mr. DJ. She want to throw a jab and sit down. So let me pick your brain, Ms. Brandon. Now, take Ms. Brandon's hat off and put, you know, someone on that you know. May not be as close to God. And answer that same question, you know, because most people say they love God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So now you in the mindset of somebody else, not Miss Brandy. Okay?
Okay.
So can you love God without having the basic principles of faith?
You can believe that you love God. You don't have the basics. You can believe that, but if you're not, so there's many people that believe they love God, still sin and still are not obedient. And they believe that they're doing everything right. So you can believe that, but if you dig deep down inside, there's no way you can do that.
Okay. Now, Mr. DJ, you're that counselor. to this individual. They don't know God, okay? But they really believe that they love God, although they lack basic faith. How would you help them to understand what they're not just there yet? How would you help them?
Well, I would clearly define the basics for them and kind of lead them there. And it's almost like a light bulb coming on. I mean, you know, I wouldn't so much preach to them, but I would approach it in a way of only dealing with the basics and just keep talking about those basics and how it relates to those basic principles of God.
Uh-huh.
Faith, love, charity, hope. I'm just saying, and in those examples, I would keep pointing out to them that, you know, these are the basics,
uh-huh.
You know, and then and let them kind of see for themselves, hey, you know what, wait, maybe there's something is to this right here.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of my style of teaching. That's just me.
That's right. That's excellent. That's good. That would help people out. Would that help you out, Miss? No, you're not Miss Brandon right now. You, Miss, who are we going to call her? Miss Bertha. Miss Bertha, would that help you?
Oh, my, yes.
Let me, do we have another caller with the question? Caller, did they help you out with the, yeah?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
What's your question? I'm sorry. All righty. So who else we have, Miss Candy?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question. Yes, sir. It has been 8 months, and I still have not, I've yet to forgive the drunk driver who caused the deadly accident that killed my daughter and two grandchildren. Does that suggest that I'm not operating in my faith, or is it acceptable to still be harboring unforgiveness at this stage?
Mm. All right, Ms. Brandon, I'm going to start with you.
I would answer it like this. It's not practicing basic faith because God tells us we are to forgive. And if we don't forgive, he won't forgive us. So we have to look at it from our spiritual standpoint and not the flesh. Because when we're holding on and not forgiving, we're living in the flesh, in our emotions and feelings, which we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to pull out our spiritual and know that we have to forgive everyone so that when it comes down to our judgment day, God's going to forgive us because we did as he told us to do, and that's just being the godly person that we are.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, you're supposed to forgive that person. There's no time limit on that, but you're supposed to forgive them. There's no time. Let me say it like this. You're supposed to forgive them, but there's no time limit on how long you can be upset. If you're still harboring this person and not forgiving them, you're really doing yourself an injustice because you're going to live that nightmare daily. And that pain that caused you to be upset, you're going to do that daily. And that's not good for you. You're holding your own self hostage, in your mind, and not even you're blocking blessings for yourself. You're not even open up or receptive into what good may come out of that or what God has in store. He does not make any mistakes. And a lot of people, you know, you have relatives, loved ones, and, you know, and self included. We don't understand why. But to harbor hate, meaning that you block love, and God is love. So if you're harboring that hate and you're blocking God, nothing positive is going to come out of that.
Good deal. That's what it is. I mean, I know a lot of times it's easier said than done, right? That's what we'll say?
Correct.
Yeah, I hadn't been in that situation. Because you say, yes, children. Anybody had somebody kill their dream?
Yes, sir.
Through a fabricated lie, maybe?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We all might have had somebody who killed their relationship. I'm talking about, you know, me and DJ cool, but somebody went in Mr. DJ ear and went in my ear, and now we at odds. Ever happened? Anybody have somebody who feel, look at that word feel, y'all know I don't like it, but feel that, hey, had you been there in my life, I would be much greater. So I can't forgive you because you have been absent from my life all this time. The reason why I'm asking the question, so we can better get an understanding of the answers they gave, because they gave prominent answers. But look at this word, but, the conjunction. Let's say to the left of now everything after but. Man, the reality is, how many people, when we talk about the basics of faith, forget all the basics when it comes to it hitting them? It's easy for you to counsel, but can you apply that to you?
And Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, too, that we have to be careful with the time frame part of it, because if we think about how we are instructed to forgive each other 70 times a day. So if you've done something to me and I have that mindset that I'm to constantly be forgiving you, then I can't hold on to it beyond that moment that it happened. Now, I know people will say, oh, but that's, you know, if this is your family member, if this is this, is this, if this is that, then you would think differently. I had a brother who was murdered. I've had cousins who were murdered. I've had things that were done to me. So I'm not speaking about it in a far-off principle. In a few of those situations, the first one, especially with my brother, I didn't have the right relationship, and I went on and on holding on to that forever. It seemed like forever, because it was maybe 5 or 6 years before I was really able to let that go. And then I was able to see just how detrimental it had been to me. So after that, I was able to then go, and when things happened, I was able to release them. Yes, it did happen that first time, but when the first time, I didn't know any better. We're sitting here with a knowledge base that a lot of people don't have when they walk into these type of situations. So instead of soothing ourselves with the natural answer and saying, you know, it's okay, or you hold on to it, or the time limit, we have to continue to remind ourselves of what is right. Because if we don't, then we're always allowing room for someone to hold on to something 2, 3, 4, 5 years, like I did, instead of saying, you know what, I know that's your brother, I know that's your son, I know that's your daughter, but we have to remember that if we are to be faith beings, this is what we have to do. And that's something that has to be rehearsed to get down on the inside of us. Again, not saying it easy because I've been on both sides of it, but when you get to the point to where it's truly something that you are, and I say rehearse because that's something that you are constantly putting into practice. So I just wanted to say that about the forgiveness part of it.
Mm-hmm. The basic principles of faith, y'all. The basics. Now, it's mighty interesting, you know, with that email question, because that's talking about kids and things like that. But can we scale that back for a second? We're about to get ready to wrap up the call, but can we scale that back? What about, because see, some people, we have that kind of master. We have certain things mastered, right? Wouldn't you agree, Mr. DJ? Certain things mastered and not others. Because the reason I say that, Mr. DJ, is because we might say, yeah, that, okay, I know it, but we can, okay, we can forgive, and we, because of the basics of faith, and we, okay, boom, 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 boom. But what about this basic? See, a lot of times Satan might not try and hit you in the deep part like that. Satan knows that some people are so deep, forget about the basics, the shallow. What I mean by that is, y'all want to be honest, right? We're being honest. We took our truth serum tonight. Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Brandt. What about even when you go to your own job, people that don't like you, don't even speak to you, yet alone, they ain't even killed nothing, but they just killed your mood. Now, what happened to the basics of faith when it came to that? Now, get me out. Because we'll say, oh, we got to forgive people. But what happened to you forgiving them from one day to the next? Why you still have the same attitude that you had yesterday when they wronged you? I'm going to sit there right there and wait on the answer, okay?
And, you know, Mr. Carr, we were talking about that this morning because There is a person at my job that is universally a thorn in people's side, and one lady brought up, none of us are going to get past this until we actually do what God says. All of us here are Christians, and she was just talking to all of us, and it started out as a natural conversation, but she brought up that very thing about how so many of us can overcome the big thing, but this lady that we see every day, everybody turns away from her because of the things that she's done. So that was just brought up today at my job.
Y'all see that? You see what I was saying, Mr. DJ? Thank you for that, Ms. Candy.
Yes, sir.
Because we can master the paying the tithes, and we'll even go visit the family who harmed our loved one. But then, right up under our own nose, we can't get along with our neighbor. Right up on our,
right.
under our own nose, we can't get along with our children. Y'all see how basics go? It swings, that pendulum swings, this Brandy. In other words, okay, y'all got that deep stuff because y'all didn't develop basics, but y'all so deep, I'm going to see if y'all done forgot the shallow. And the basics of faith require that you deny yourself. The basics is being kind and being patient and kind. And I know I shared this with y'all some time ago. I went to this particular gym in New Orleans, and this guy was so rude to me. He's just rude. Like Ms. Candy said, universally rude, Mr. DJ. He come every day. I'm telling you, I promise y'all, I was saying, I'm going to use God. I'm going to see how God used this situation. Really, you know, I said, God, I'm going to go out. And I did it God's way. I spoke to him every day, every day, every day for about 3 weeks. Hey, how you doing? He ain't speak. Hey, how you doing? He ain't speak. I smiled every day. Hey, how you doing? He ain't speak. Now, mind you, y'all, I'm dealing with pride at the time. You know, I know God, but I'm still dealing with that pride of saying, you know, I ain't no punk. You know, as a man, you just don't be speaking to a man, he don't speak back. That's a sign of weakness. You don't speak to me, I don't speak to you type deal. You know what I'm talking about, DJ.
Yes, sir.
That's that man, that bravo thing going on. Testosterone. So anyways, this last particular day, I said, forget that. Talking about the basics of faith. I'm not even speaking. Sure enough, I went in there and I didn't speak. I walked on past, and before I got around the corner to go to the bathroom to change my gym clothes into my gym clothes, the boy stopped me and said, man, oh, you ain't speaking today? That's something.
Right.
Look how the basics of faith work. Yeah, that's a true story now. And ever since then, we've been super duper duper cool. So even when you're applying the basics of faith, God, let God handle it. Will every situation turn out like that? Of course not. But guess what? You did exactly what God wanted you to do, because some people don't open their Bibles, and you didn't just open it for them.
Amen.
Amen.
Give them a chance. Do your part. Give them a chance. And don't do it spitefully, because, you know, we'll give people a chance just to say, DJ, see, I gave Miss Brenda a chance, but you really didn't give her a chance. You just threw it out there. You know how sometimes you say, I'll give it to you, but you really don't want to give it to them? No, give them a chance. Yeah. Okay. We have one more question. Miss Candy, what is the email question you had, please?
The question was, if a person has lost hope, how do they establish faith?
Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
If a person has lost hope, they can reestablish it. They can reestablish faith by first humbling themselves and coming to God. What they need to do is go back to basics, simply put. They need to block out everyone else that's in their ear, all the outside influences and resources and everyone else's opinion, and just let it be them and the Lord. Go back to basics. You go back to basics, you get on your knees, you humble yourself, and you talk to God. And as you're talking to God, wait for an answer. You might get one right away, you may not, but wait on His answer to lead you in the right direction. I guarantee you that will put you back where you need to be. Go back to basics.
All right. Ms. Brenda, what you got?
I agree with Mr. DJ. Just putting God back first, putting him first, and just believing in him. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what's going on in the world and in our lives, we got to remember we can't do it. We need Christ's strength to do it, not our own. And I think that's what gets us hopeless or without hope.
Well, that's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. Thank you for those answers. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Brandy. Mr. DJ, always excellent job. Thank you, callers, for calling in with your questions, email questions and so forth and so on. Ms. Candy, or you know what? Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you go ahead and pray for us, please.
Bow your heads. Open up your hearts. Father, thank you for bringing us together to assemble on the phone, gathering in one place, which is to be on humble knees and listening ears, minds receptive, to discuss your word, Father, to lift you up, to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for having a roof over our heads and food in our bellies, Father. Thank you for us being able to feast and thirst on this knowledge that has been provided and brought forth for us. May it replenish, may it nourish our minds, our hearts, our minds and souls, that we may let it manifest and be able to go out and share with someone else, Father. Help us all not to forget the basics, not to stray too far away from the path, Father. And we pray that you bring us together again to assemble in your name at the appointed time. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. We will see y'all on Wednesday for our Bible study. And also make sure y'all go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Now, we got some cool things on there. Y'all, we still have those T-shirts. Okay? Please support it with the T-shirt. Get that Sunday Morning Breakfast T-shirt. We understand that it's going to, you know, keep you saved and stuff like that. But, you know, at least you have the appearance. I'm just messing with y'all. Y'all have a great night. But go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and check us out.
Good night.
Good night.